Brett Hollander back here in the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills. We are with the Ravens Director of College Scouting, Joe Hortiz. And Joe, tomorrow, have you mapped out your day yet?
I never really do map out my day. I'm not one of these guys that work out. I say this every year. Maybe one year I'll surprise you guys. So, well, I'm going to work out, get on the treadmill for 2 hours. But maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I don't know. I'll come in the morning. I'm probably going to look at some guys towards the bottom of our board that we have clustered, skill position guys where there's a group of them where just spend a couple more games on each of them. Obviously, we won't be worrying about them until day three. But just to get them in an order in my head, and so I can weigh into Eric and Ozzy and say that, if I had to pick between these three guys, this is who I would pick. I'll probably do that in the morning. I'll eat lunch, definitely. And then I'll call some friends throughout the league, wish them good luck, see what they're hearing. It's fun when you're picking at 32 because you don't – I'm not worried about what happens in the top 10, but – sometimes they're not worried about what I know, so they may share a little information with me. We really like this guy, I'll just make some phone calls and kind of relax, talk to the scouts.
The mock draft world is out of control, in my opinion, Joe. I'm sick of seeing 15 guys, every day spin out a different mock draft. They probably all look at each other's and kind of go from there. But do you look at that stuff and do you come up with your own first round mock?
We know what teams need.
Do you study the 31 other clubs and say, I know what they do and I know what their history says and I know what their needs are?
I think that we do that. Yes. We know what type of players teams are looking for. We know what types of people teams are looking for. And we also know what players teams are interested in. Now, you have 30 pre-draft visits, you're bringing in 30 guys. So it could, you look at the cluster of guys that they bring in, if we can get that information and see, okay, these are first-round type talents, this is who they could consider there. You make some phone calls to contacts, see if they've, if they've heard anything. But, to really forecast it, especially 32, if we're sitting at 5, you can probably have a lot better feel of who's going to be there. But at 32, gosh, there's no telling.
Joe Hortiz, the Ravens Director of College Scouting, is with us here on BAL. Let's roll through some names here and just give me your assessment of these guys. Kevin Minter, LSU.
Fun player to watch. He's undersized, and his speed is probably average, as the linebackers are running these days. But really instinctive, makes a lot of tackles. He kind of runs the defense from the middle. He was a first and second down player last year, turned into a three-down player this year. Probably a better zone cover guy than man, but he does a good job feeling things versus the pass, getting into lanes, and then just really kind of a really smart, tough, instinctive guy versus the run. He reads things really quickly. Against Florida, he had 17 solo tackles. He was a tackling machine in that game. I went in there in the fall and saw that, and I was like, God, all these juniors are talking about may come out. This guy may be the best one, So just watching that game. But really fun player to watch. Plays hard, plays smart, and, right mentality guy.
Matt Elam, safety from Florida.
It's another guy who falls into the undersized category. Now, he ran well. He's short for a safety. He's got average size in terms of weight and bulk on him, but he's only 5'10". Fast player, plays physical and aggressive. He's kind of like, you talk about Minter, talk about Matt. They're both fast, instinctive, aggressive players. Really good tackler versus the run. He can cover versus the pass in a man-type situation. They use him as a nickel down in Florida often. He spends a lot of time in that role as opposed to even playing safety because they have some other good young safeties and a senior in Josh Evans that they play as well. So they're able to use him and his versatility to help cover and play that nickel-type role as well.
Manti Te'o, inside backer, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Manti's a guy who's obviously been through the ringer in the media. But when you watch the tape, everyone's going to shoot holes in him, this and that. He didn't test well. Well, he didn't test that bad. He ran better at his pro day in a more comfortable environment. I do believe the kid. I think it was taxing when he was in Indy. He had to answer that question 32 times or 31 times or however many times he interviewed with people. When you watch him on film, you see a big, smart, tough, instinctive player. And he reads well. And, yeah, he will miss some tackles, and they all do. But he gets to a lot of tackles. He does a really good job in space. This year he really improved himself first to pass. And I think he's a really good player who's been through a lot and is kind of being punished socially. But I don't think he's going to be punished very much when it comes to draft day.
All right, a few more here. Keenan Allen, interesting guy, wideout Cal.
Yeah, big guy. versatile in that he can line up outside and inside. His 40 times weren't great at that workout he had recently, but he's coming off of the knee injury, and it's still not 100% healthy. So I certainly think he runs faster than the times that are reported, the 4.7s. You know, when you watch him on film against Washington is a perfect example in 2011. He took a, I think it was like a slip screen, and he got downfield. Marcus Trufant, who ran 4.40, he didn't outrun him. He made a miss in the open, got leverage on him, and Marcus couldn't catch back up to him. So you can say he's slow, but when you watch him, he runs away from people. He knows how to finish. Really good ball skills, really tough over the middle of the field, and just a big target that can play inside and out.
Final one, South Carolina safety DJ Swearinger.
Really tough guy, another undersized guy in terms of height. He's only about 5'10", a little under 5'11". Thick-built kid, plays physical, plays, you know, with the right type of mentality, temperament. Pass coverage skills, you know, he's probably better suited as a strong safety type guy as opposed to being a back-end player, but he's functional on the back end. He plays with good awareness and instincts and adequate range, I'd say.
Well, Joe, we'll wish you good luck. It's now just about 24 hours away from all starting, although you might be about 28, 29, who knows, come tomorrow. But we really do appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll catch up high tomorrow in our pre-draft coverage.
Absolutely. Great.
Joe Hortiz, the Ravens Director of College Scouting, with us here in the Under Armour Performance Center. More still to come here on WBAL.